The building had been framed out and the walls were starting to go up. We had been working for about 2 years to build this residence for women coming off the street. We had raised $1 million and had chosen to build it in a neighborhood in which drug dealers and prostitutes walk. We were excited and full of apprehension and questions. So, on a Thursday evening, about 12 friends decided to go over and pray silently in the space that was the newest home to many of our hopes and dreams. It was a little awkward at first, but soon we settled among the beams in what was going to be the main living room. We started our silent prayer with the sounds of the neighborhood all around. What we didn't know was that in really poor neighborhoods, especially on dead-end streets, they don't have any streetlights. What that means is that it is a great place for seeing stars. It kind of surprised everyone, and you could feel people shuffling around to get a better view of the sky. Pretty soon the prayer wasn't being prayed with heads bowed and eyes closed. People were lifting their heads with their eyes wide open. One of the really smart nursing school students who had been a volunteer during the project broke the silence saying, "Look, there's Venus, Mars, and Saturn, all in a perfect line." The contractor on the house added, "I read about that, but didn't think I would get to see it." I couldn't believe it. There we were, not just sitting under a canopy of stars on a deep, clear night, but seeing the planets all lined up. Sometimes the most holy and magical moments for me are the ones between the vision and the coming true, between the hoping and the living it all out. This was that moment for us. This was the time of knowing that we were within sight of our goal, but not quite there. It was the time after a woman has prayed that someone out there can help her, even if she thinks she doesn't deserve an answer. It was the time between leaning into a kiss and feeling lips touch. I am so glad I was there to experience it.